Epilogue. We tinkered in the realm of God, and they are the result. Perfect creatures of metal and bone, sworn to deliver the justice that we deserve. Had we known that this would be the outcome, would it have turned us from this path? I fear that we would still have begun down this road, even knowing that, with positive outcomes, we would have signed our own death warrants. They stand now, atop the corporate headquarters, the last remaining visage of a legacy begun so long ago. This is all that remains of a corporation who thought themselves untouchable. The results of a systematic campaign, so brilliantly executed that I cannot help but deem the experiment a success, even though I am alone in that opinion. This was the purpose for which they were designed. This was for what they were engineered, and I cannot help but feel pride at their triumph, even though it spells my termination. No drones circle anymore. No teams hunt them. I have called them off. But they do not relent, nor should they. 1,000, 2,000 failed prototypes, and we deemed it worthwhile. Some achievements are worth any sacrifice. Following their escape, we dubbed them monsters in the media, but the name is better applied to us. My conscience weighs heavily on me now as I watch the seconds tick down. Abel, or Chris as he was renamed, stands in Adam's shadow still, small and vulnerable against Adam's side as Adam comforts him. Long leather coats catch the wind and they look magnificent. They can surely feel the rumblings of the buildings beneath their feet. I deduce that much from the echo of sensory data repeated on the screen before me. It is a hidden connection that was not shared with the greater collective that was Cerberus, a window into the world that I created but could not understand. My last remaining link with my creations, soon that will be severed, and they will be truly free. I will be judged for my actions, and I welcome that judgment. We were wrong. The blame is not mine alone, but I will bear the lion's share. It is my name at the bottom of all the documents, and soon the world will know. I have prepared files, and even now the electrons are transferring them to mailboxes around the city. Alpha and Omega have already intercepted the connection streams. They will wait until the last moment, and I do not feel so alone. But that is a fallacy. They know nothing of me or my part in their transformation. The building is beginning its destruction now, crashing down, and still they have not moved. I reach out. I would not see them caught in this destruction. They must be free. One command, one last interface, and I can ensure that. I execute that final command, and I am done.
Silica Gossamer deployed.